Welcome to Diverse City 2.0, Auckland's multicultural communities. In this podcast, you'll hear migrant voices share their first impressions on arriving in Aotearoa, New Zealand, their struggles with cultural differences, and the importance of safe spaces and finding a community to preserve and celebrate cultural practices. Voices have been drawn from Auckland Library's oral history and sound heritage collections. 2Pou Manapouri was a school teacher and former Manukau City Councillor and chairwoman of the Council's Pacific Island Advisory Committee. Born in Manihiki, Rarotonga, she moved to New Zealand in 1968 and recounts her experiences as a young Pacific Island immigrant. She also talks about the experience of the dawn raids of the 1970s. This interview was conducted in 2010 by Dion Christian.
Okay, so how long did you teach in Rarotonga for? What,
10 years.
10 years, okay.
I taught until I decided to come to New Zealand.
What made you decide to come here?
Well, you know, you hear these expats at school who say all these... My English teachers who say, right, there's greener grass in New Zealand. If you want to excel in what you do, then that's the place to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's more curiosity than anything else that I thought, I'll come and have a look.
Yeah, so you would have been about 27, 28.
No, I came here about when I was,
23, 24. And did you come by yourself?
I came on a boat, yes. I came on a boat with a few others.
What did your grandparents think when you told them you were going to New Zealand?
They were sad to start with, but they thought because they were getting old and they wanted me to do well. They really, really supported me in getting better education because my dad believed that his children should have a better education because he didn't have the modern education. Yet I believe that my dad was a very clever man.
Yes.
They didn't have English.
Yeah.
The same with my granddad. Didn't have the English language. But they're very superior in what I believe, very good mathematicians, very good speakers. So my grandparents thought it is a good idea because these other children are here in New Zealand and I should come and get another level of education.
Yes. And you learned English at school in Rarotonga?
Yes.
Yeah, so you could speak English and
We're not allowed to speak our language at that time.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was compulsory, you must speak English.
So you spoke Rarotongan at home and English at school?
Yes.
Okay, so when you arrived in New Zealand, can you remember what year it was when you arrived in New Zealand?
Yeah, I came here in the middle of June 1968. It's winter time.
Yes, I was going to say, what was that like?
It was horrible. It's cold, but then my auntie and uncle who were looking after me then, my dad's brother, has clothes prepared for me, so it wasn't too bad. It's okay inside the house, but not outside.
It's just so grey and dull.
It was grey, dull. It was... Didn't see the sun for a while.
Did you get homesick?
I think I was a little bit homesick for my grandparents.
Yeah.
Because I really taken into them as my parents.
Yeah.
I was a bit of homesick in a way. But when I got here and was under the wing of my uncle, wasn't too bad at all because I'm with family.
Yeah.
I was with family.
And how did Auckland look in comparison to Rarotonga?
Well, everything was big for me. My eyes were really wide open, and my mouth was wide open to see the big bright lights, the traffic lights I've never seen. The amount of cars that were on the road. Very scary.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't go to a shop unless my auntie walk with me. And that was my gut feeling at the time. Was
yeah.
I mean, even though I was that old, I think safety for myself was number one.
Yeah.
I was thinking, now how do I cross that road?
Yeah.
Because there's so many roads.
Yeah. Were they living in Otara?
No, Ponsonby.
Oh, in Ponsonby.
We used to live in Ponsonby.
And did you have a job to come to when you came here, or what were you going to do?
No, I came. The idea was I came and I wanted to go to university.
Mm-hmm. And do more teaching qualifications?
Something to that effect, or to see what is out there. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go to university, but I didn't have the minimum qualifications to enter university.
Mm-hmm.
So that means I need to get a job.
Yeah.
My first 6 months was to look around to get the feel of the place.
Mm-hmm.
Then I found a job just the next street from my house. And I thought it was a starter, 6 months, at the New Zealand Hearing Aids. They were testing as a laboratory technician, checking hearing aids. So that was my first taste of work, of a job here. And then after that, I thought I'd go into something a little bit different. So for 2 years I worked at... the street opposite of YMCA at Printer Bowring. It's a bindery, as a bindery assistant, collating papers, making books, all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And you were there for 2 years?
I was there for 2 years.
Yeah.
At the same time, I was looking for a job as a social worker.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Until I got a telegram when I tried to apply for social work at Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow, somewhere, I had received a telegram from the then Minister of Education, Phil Amos.
Oh, yes.
I was told to go to Auckland Teachers College for retraining.
Mm-hmm.
As a teacher, because they found my records in Wellington in the Pacific Islands office.
Yeah.
That I was a school teacher back home. So they were looking for Pacific Island teachers then.
Yeah.
At that time.
How did you feel about that?
I didn't really want to go back. I was enjoying what I was doing, and I thought, oh no, I won't.
Yeah.
Then somebody else came to my door, I can't remember the name. Came to say, well, you got a meeting, you're required to have a meeting. You called for a meeting at the office, one of the offices in Auckland.
Yeah.
That's when they spoke to me that they needed me to go back to the teaching profession.
Yeah.
So I have my family by then. I got married and I have my children.
How many children?
I've got three children here.
Mm-hmm.
I have three children here. Then 1975, they had a division for Pacific Island teachers, ex-Pacific Island teachers at Auckland College of Education.
Yeah.
So they actually asked me to go back in there for a year to do a refresher course.
So you did it?
So I did it, and I was posted to to Kufa Intermediate School.
Yep.
And I was there, I was teaching there for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Still living in Ponsonby?
Still living in Ponsonby.
Mm-hmm.
Still living in some street here.
Right. Sorry, what was the name of the street?
Summer
Street. Oh, yes, I know Summer Street. Okay, so you're at Kofi Intermediate and you just had the three children?
I just had the three children.
Yeah.
No, at that time I only had one.
Oh, okay.
One child at that time.
Yeah.
My other child was born, the second, my son was born, 75.
Yeah.
So, from Kofi Intermediate, and I became, while I was there, I was a senior teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Then my husband and I had a choice of either going to Massey
mm-hmm.
or come to South Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
It's the time of the dawn raids.
Mm-hmm.
And people from Ponsonby were shipped out to Otara.
Yeah.
So we had a choice of coming out south, because my husband used to work at Hallaby's,
oh, yes.
Shortland Street in Otahu.
Yeah.
So I felt it's closer for him. But we came to Manukau rather than the west.
Mm-hmm. How come you were having to move because of the dawn raids?
Because there were we rented a house, my husband and I rented a house in Summer Street.
Yeah.
Excuse me. What happened was, you get the feeling that your landlord will say to you, they're going to increase the rent. And they keep on increasing the rent. And it got to the stage where we have discussed whether it's real, whether it's about the rent or whether it's about us.
Yes, yeah.
I believed at that time there was so much racism about Pacific people.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing positive towards our people, so I felt, well, we were going to purchase. I said to my husband, we'll purchase this house. And the landlord said, oh no, somebody has already.
Mm-hmm.
somebody has already made the move to purchase it.
Mm-hmm.
And it really devastated me because, mm-hmm. for me, where else do we go?
Mm-hmm.
So I need to go to one of those real estate agents to... to look for a vacant house somewhere.
Yeah.
But I see all our people have been moved out
mm-hmm.
because police have been going to homes by accident, do they say? By accident?
Yeah.
and yet, you know, it's not an accident.
Yeah.
Because we're not the oversteers. We're not those people. Mm. And it was very difficult as a young for a young person. At that time, I believe, we were a young parent
yeah.
with one child at that time. So we decided we'll move out this way and put a deposit. We sold our car to put a deposit for a house.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot qualify. We didn't qualify for the child benefit, whatever you call those
yeah.
capitalization homes, I think, yeah. in those days. We couldn't qualify, so we decided to move up here to get a home built out here.
And where did you build?
Where we are right now in call it Widi,
mm-hmm.
Manukau Central, just to the bottom of Redoubt North.
Okay. Was there a lot of racism in those days? I mean, obviously there was the dawn. Was there a lot of racism?
I believe so. I believe so from what I hear from other Pacific people.
Did you encounter it?
Well, I tried to ask to confront people and say, what was the reason? My next door neighbors were Samoans, mm-hmm. and on the opposite side, we have Maoris, Europeans. I didn't see any Tongans on our street at that mm-hmm. time. And because the people knew that I was a teacher, mm-hmm. they came for help.
Mm-hmm. You've been listening to Auckland Libraries Podcast. You can find further information on our SoundCloud page or see the Auckland Libraries website. Diversity 2.0 is also an exhibition at Level 2 of Auckland Central City Library from Monday, 15th of April to the 31st of May, 2024. Join us in learning about migrant and diasporic collectives such as Sur Collective, Auntie's House, and Black Creatives Aotearoa, alongside the distinctive work of the artist and photographer Diego Barbosa. For more information on the exhibition and interactive activities, go to our Auckland.